Sports Radio.
Fox, Fox Sports Radio.
It's this time on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Season opener for the D.C. Everest boys basketball team, and they trail Waukesha West in intermission 35-14. Our halftime scoring totals brought to you by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Walsall. Make your house a hearing house. In the second quarter, Waukesha West outscored D.C. Everest 20-11, and they already led 15-3 from their totals in the first quarter. And Waukesha West has a lot of fast, sneaky fast kids, and that's led to a balanced scoring attack, too. Waukesha West has co-high scorers. Ernest Kauser and Nate Walls each have 8 points. Walls has done it from the outside. He's hit 2 3 balls in the game. Kauser has hit it from driving. He's got 2 from the floor and 4 more from the free throw line. Drew Rhodes has 7. Corin Davis with 6, and Dyson Chimura with 6 at halftime. Waukesha West has hit 5 3-pointers and 8 for 10 from the free throw line. D.C. Everest, again, struggling. The offense has been anemic so far. They have only 14 points on the board, led by Stephen Weir, who has a 3 and 1 from inside the 3-point line. So Stephen Weir has 5 to lead the Evergreens. 3 for Chris Cornish, 4 for Jake Giebert, and 2 for Riley Peterson. The Evergreens with only 1 3-pointer, which belongs to Stephen Weir, and the Evergreens are 3 of 5 from the free throw line. D.C. Everest basketball is brought to you by Inner City State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Inner City State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us. We have a busy start to the winter sports season. Of course, here on Fox Sports Radio, we'll be covering the D.C. Everest boys and girls basketball team and D.C. Everest hockey as well. I'll preview some of our upcoming broadcasts for this first week. This season, even though it's the Thanksgiving holiday week coming up, it's going to be a very busy couple of days here on Fox Sports Radio. Tell you about it after a 2-minute break. Back in 2 minutes, we're at halftime. Waukesha West leads D.C. Everest 35-14. This is Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor D.C. Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Okay, ready to order?
Oh, my aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to D.C. Everest boys basketball on Fox Sports Radio. The Evergreens trail by 21 at halftime, 35-14. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Covantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union. Well, when you play a physical and a fast team like Waukesha West, I mean, it does help prepare you for things down the road. The Evergreens will be right back in action Tuesday. That'll be their home opener. I mean, technically, this is a home game for D.C. Everest. Sure doesn't feel like it when you have to drive to this neutral court at the Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. The home opener back at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse is coming up on Tuesday against Green Bay East. Green Bay East struggled mightily last year. They had only 2 wins. You're hoping that's a team the Evergreens can have some success at. Our Fox Sports broadcast schedule after the Tuesday Evergreens game, which we'll have live for you here on Fox Sports, we'll have our girls' basketball debut coming up on Friday and Saturday. The D.C. Everest girls are going to be good this year. They'll be playing at a round-robin tournament in Antigo. They'll open up on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving next week. So just 6 days away from our first girls' broadcast, they'll play Rhinelander on a neutral court in Antigo. And then Saturday we'll have the girls' game as well, D.C. Everest against Antigo. Both of those games will be on tape delay. They should be on the air all around 7:30 or 8 o'clock, Friday and Saturday night girls' basketball. We'll get the second half of this one underway in 1 minute. We're at halftime, Waukesha West leading D.C. Everest 35-14 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
When you see one, hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor D.C. Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone and Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio. Along with Waukesha West. Our second half will be underway in just a moment. We went through our upcoming D.C. Everest sports schedule on Fox Sports Radio. You might be wondering, what about the hockey team? D.C. Everest hockey, they're going to be good this year, too. They have an unusual schedule. They start on Tuesday night. It's a game that we won't have. They'll be up in Northland Pines. Northland Pines beat D.C. Everest 7-1 last year to open their season at Greenhead. We'll put that out of our minds. The hockey team doesn't play again until Thursday, December 5th, after the Thanksgiving break against Wisconsin Rapids. You bet we'll have that game here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, third quarter about to get underway, and Waukesha West will get the ball first. They'll inbound at half court with a 35-14 lead, and play is back in. Handling the ball for the Wolverines is Ernest Towser. Towser looked underneath, going for D.P. Burke. Bad pass, stripped away and into the hands of Riley Peterson. All right, the Evergreens with a 21-point deficit. See if they can chop into it a little at a time here. Nick Sierakowski looks to drive, picks up his dribble. Goes out high to Van Grinsven, and now back to Peterson in the corner. Evergreens are in their set offense, looking for that cutter underneath. Sierakowski has it on the baseline. Swings back up to Peterson. Now Van Grinsven passes up the shot, drives in, goes up against two bigs, and he scores. Van Grinsven used the right hand and somehow got it through the trees for a basket, 35-16. Now, pass underneath. That was a little too easy. Now, rimmed out. Wow, Pat Reuter was right there, and Reuter had it go right off the front rim, rolled around, and D.C. Evers clears the boards. And now, having his pocket picked, is the freshman Riley Peterson. Peterson lost control, stolen away by Corin Davis. Davis goes in and scores. Davis now has 10, which makes him high score, and it's back to 37-16. It's going to happen. You have a freshman running the point from time to time. Peterson passed there, tipped away, and stolen back by Waukesha West. Coming into the front court is Kauser. Kauser lost control, taken away by Kyle Kurtenbach. The team's trade turnovers. Ball is loose again at midcourt. Picked up by Waukesha West. Lobbed ahead underneath to Pat Reuter, and Reuter scored. Reuter was breaking towards the basket while that ball was loose at midcourt. And since halftime, the Evergreens have been outscored now 4-2. It's 39-16. Peterson's pass is deflected out of bounds. Everest will keep possession. Emel inbound along the far sideline. D.C. Everest basketball brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the sports medicine experts at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Nick Sierakowski gets the inbounds pass, now goes back out to Peterson. He thought about the three, probably should have taken it. Instead goes along the baseline to Cornish. Corner shot, no good. Offensive rebound, fighting for it underneath the curtain box, and he's fouled. Good work on the offensive boards there. Hawk got the basket and is going to get the free throw after it. Chance for a three-point play. And Pat Reuter has just picked up his second foul. So Kurtenbach fought for it. Got the miss, the rebound. That ball is loose. Kurtenbach tries to crash the boards, follows his miss, can't secure it. So Kurtenbach gets two, but doesn't complete the three-point play. Waukesha West back into the front court. Three ball from Ernest Kauser. Too hard. Ball's loose underneath. Riley Peterson gets the rebound, has his pocket kicked in the corner. Taken back there by Corin Davis. Davis started his move by throwing out that elbow. No call. Baseline jumper for Nate Waltz is good. And it's Waukesha West that's going to take a quick timeout here. This will be a 30-second timeout. Waukesha West 41, D.C. Everest 18. And since the intermission, the Evergreens have been outscored 6-4. Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio is sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Visit their newest location, Valley Communities Credit Union in Cronenwetter. This Waukesha West team looks much better than their 14-9 record from a year ago. They have a lot of players that are offensive threats. If I was going to make a prediction about how they would do in the Classic 8 Conference, they finished fourth place last year. I would imagine they're better than a year ago. Two areas of concern, Waukesha West seems to turn the ball over a lot, too. Some of those problems go away once you get some more playing experience. Waukesha West also has a lot of players when moving to the basket start their move by extending that elbow, and some referees will call that tighter than others. Evergreen's inbounding against full court pressure after the timeout. We've got a whistle, and we've got a foul up high. It's going to be against Corin Davis of Waukesha West. It is Davis's first. It was committed. One thing you don't like about that is it's committed far away from the basket. Evergreen's will keep the ball. They're going to inbound along the near sideline. Facing a 41-18 deficit. Inbounded to Stephen Weir, who's just come in off the bench. Now Van Grinsven looks to drive in, hands off to Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach passes up the shot, now to Weir in the corner. Thought about the three, has behind the back dribble, and now swings it out high. Now over to Peterson. And Peterson goes over to Cornish, now to Weir, freed up off the screen, passes up the shot, drives in, looks to go to the corner, one too many passes there. Goes out of bounds, deflected off a Waukesha West player, and D.C. Everest will inbound underneath. It's 5:15 to play in the third quarter. And the Evergreens are down by 23 points. Stephen Weir to inbound underneath his own basket. Looks to go with the quick trigger to Van Grinsven. It's blocked. D.P. Burke swatted that away. It's a breakaway on the other end. Trying to dunk and missing was Pat Reuter. Reuter had a breakaway and tried to dunk it instead of going for the layup, and he got caught up on the rim. It looks like the Waukesha West bench will let him stay in. Riley Peterson has it the other way for D.C. Everest. To Chris Cornish. Cornish's pass is turned over. Coming back the other way, looking to, this time, lay it in as Corin Davis. Taking advantage of the turnover there. It's a 25-point Waukesha West lead, 43-18. 4.5 minutes to play. Peterson goes over to Kyle Kurtenbach and now to Stephen Weir. Weir's behind the three-point line. Not guarded all that closely. Now to Peterson. Over to Kurtenbach. Now swings over to Van Grinsven. Now Weir, three ball triggered off the front iron, no good. Ball is loose briefly. Waukesha West clears the boards. Coming up with the rebound was Pat Reuter. Coming up the other way, pass is knocked away, turned over, back to D.C. Everest. Evergreens don't have numbers here, and Peterson sees that. Instead, he is stripped while trying to pull up. And coming back the other way with a breakaway is Kauser, who lays it up and in. Wolverines have been making the Evergreens pay for their mistakes, and it's 45-18. We are halfway through this third quarter, under 4 minutes to play here. Evergreens looked a little sloppy in the last couple of minutes, and Waukesha West has taken advantage. Here's Stephen Weir up high to Chris Cornish. Now into the corner to Grant Van Grinsven, who picks up his dribble for a moment. Peterson in the corner. Now goes up high to Cornish, looking to post up. Cornish drives the lane and scores. He scored on D.P. Burke. Cornish got a faster step on the biggest man on the floor. Waukesha West looks to push back the other way quickly into the front court. Nate Waltz. Waltz almost lost control. Now he's got a whistle and an offensive foul. Corin Davis started his move and plowed into Chris Cornish. So it'll be a turnover. For Davis, it is his second and the third team foul. And D.C. Everett's going to make some substitutions here. Nick Starakowski will check back in. Grant Van Grinsven will go out for a moment. It's 45-20. Waukesha West puts in full court pressure after the substitutions. D.C. Everett still inbounds. Stephen Weir brings it across the timeline. Weir just had his pocket pick. Turned over. Nate Walls. Walls goes ahead, laid up and in to Corn Davis. Davis has 6 points since halftime and is now high man with 14 in the game. 47-20. 27-point lead, biggest of the ball game for the Wolverines. And now turned over again. Jacob Stroik at his pocket pick. Going ahead, and this time Corin Davis is stripped as he was going in for a rebound. Got a whistle and a foul here. It was Kyle Kurtenbach, I believe, was just not going to let him get that easy basket there. Now they'll call on Jacob Stroik. It is Stroik's second. And Corin Davis is going to get two free throws. Evergreens Basketball is sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. First free throw, too strong off the back iron. He'll get one more. 2:54 to play, third quarter. The Evergreens trailed 15-3 after one, and Waukesha West has widened their lead since halftime when they had a 35-14 lead. Second of two free throws. He got that one. Corin Davis is 6 of 8 from the foul line and 15 points. And here's Stephen Weir into the front court. Almost had his pass picked off again. Now Weir gets the ball back from Sierakowski. Three ball is short. Nick Sierakowski got the offensive rebound, had it go off his foot, and turned over. Body language is not all that good for the Evergreens, too. Some heads down, some frustration, too. To turn back over to Waukesha West. And coming into the front court is Ernest Kauser. Kauser off a pick. Goes back out. Pat Reuter thought about it. Kicked back out again. Corin Davis. Davis drives in. Got the step. Scores. Nope. Wave it off. Travel. Davis dragged that back foot as he started that move towards the basket, and the back official saw it. 2:33 to play in the quarter. It is 48-20. This is a faster and probably a tougher team than what the Evergreens will see once they get into Valley Conference play. This is very much a tune-up. And so far, it looks like kind of a back-to-the-drawing-board kind of game. Evergreens have the ball in Jake Giebert. Now to Weir. Weir drives along the baseline, floating 10-footer too strong. That shot was altered. He had a man in his face. Got a whistle and now a foul in the backcourt against D.C. Everest as Waukesha West was coming up and was going to start that drive. Stephen Weir just been called for his second. Only the second on the team, so this is a non-shooting situation, and Waukesha West is going to inbound from along the near sideline. D.C. Everest basketball is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union and Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand with Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Coming back off the inbounds pass, Dyson Chimura's shot is up and in. 50-20. It's a 30 Waukesha West lead. Back the other. Picked up his fourth. Not that it matters when you're on a 30-point lead. It'll be a non-shooting foul. Evergreens inbound underneath. Sierakowski inbounds off the pass. And, boy, Derek Giebert. Giebert couldn't believe how open he was and missed a layup. And Waukesha West comes right back the other way. Travel not called. Kick out for a three-pointer. Rattles around no good. And we've got an offensive foul with the ball loose underneath. It's going to be against Waukesha West. Austin Vetta called for a foul underneath while that three-point shot was in the air. So the Evergreens get the ball back with a minute and a half left in the third quarter. And a 30-point deficit. They were down by 24 at halftime. Jake Giebert. Giebert, who missed that last shot badly, stays in, trying to boost his confidence. Now to Stephen Weir and Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski handler to Kyle Kurtenbach. Back to Sierakowski. Three-pointer in the air. Nick Sierakowski short. Follows his own shot. Goes out of bounds. As the boards are cleared quickly by Corin Davis. Davis right into the front court. Pass underneath. Boy, that was a little too easy for Ernest Kauser. Kauser, someone didn't follow him underneath. And Kauser got that pass right underneath the basket and scored. 34-point deficit for the Evergreens, now with just 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. This has been an ugly start. Bounce pass now to Stroik behind the three-point line. And Giebert tries to drive. He is fouled as he started his move towards the basket. They going to call this a non-shooting foul? Nope, it'll be a non-shooting foul. Foul is on Dyson Chimura. It is the sixth team foul against Waukesha West, so there'll be free throw opportunities in this fourth quarter. 11 seconds to play here in the third as the Evergreens having trouble inbounding underneath. Inbounded underneath to Jacob Stroik. Stroik up and in. Nice pass to Sierakowski. It's 54-22. Just 4 seconds left, and I've got a whistle. That's a bad foul up high against D.C. Everest. Nick Sierakowski at foul with 2 seconds left in the quarter against a man who was 30 feet away from the basket. It is a non- out of bounds. 1 second left now. It's last touched by the Evergreens. Waukesha West will now inbound underneath their own basket. And here comes the quick inbounds pass to Vetta. Count to the goes. Off the rim, no good. And at the end of three, Waukesha West 4, D.C. Everest 22. Quarter awaits. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. But there's a limit. If the jury finds you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. If you're in an accident, call the law firm of Tulusky & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 43384.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor D.C. Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Okay, ready to order?
Oh, my aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management.
And Van Grinsven is shooting two free throws on the other end. His first is good. and we're waiting for his second here. Eyes the basket and has it. Van Grinsven now has 4 points. 7:17 to play in this game. It's 58-24. Three-pointer from Drew Rhodes, and Rhodes from the outside. Down, Burke goes ahead, up and in to Chamora. Chamora just ran the out of everyone else and was rewarded with an easy two. It's 63-24. Evergreens now to Van Grinsven to Sarakowski, let a three-ball fly from the too strong. The Evergreens also, when they've gotten these shots, have been mid. All 5 of the Evergreens' points here. Back into the front court for Waukesha West. Extra pass on to Ernest Kauser. Kauser up and in. 6 minutes to play, and it's 65-27. Peterson over to Kyle Kurtenbach for the Evergreens. Sarakowski gives right back to Kurtenbach, who's driving, and he is fouled. Kurtenbach's going to get 2 free throws here. Foul will go on Dyson Chamora, and 2 free throws are coming up for Kyle Kurtenbach. And Kurtenbach eyes the basket. His first free throw is up and in. Evergreens are making some substitutions here. In fact, the Evergreens are sending in a couple of players off their bench, knowing that the outcome of this game is no longer in doubt. Eric Berman will come in. Jake Giebert comes back in. I think we have Andrew Miller. Yep, Andrew Miller is back in there, too. Kurtenbach hits his second free throw. 2 of 3 from the free throw line, and Kurtenbach has 4 points. It is 65-29. Drew Rhodes for Waukesha West. Rhodes is guarded here by Eric Berman. So at this point, the Evergreens are playing their bench. Waukesha West still has some starters in here. Here's Dalton Will, a new face who has checked in for the Wolverines. He drives, partially gets the rebound. On the floor now, it's the regular playing time. Over now to Van Grinsven. Nope, he's still out there. Van Grinsven's pass, though, is off the foot of one of the Waukesha West players. And Evergreens are going to keep the ball here. They'll inbound from the baseline. 5:15 left in this game. It is 65-29. Evergreens inbound underneath. Eric Berman looks to trigger in. Triggers into Stephen Weir, who's in traffic along the baseline, and throws it into the backcourt. Nope, wave off the backcourt violation. It was tipped. And it's retrieved back there by Kyle Kurtenbach, now to Van Grinsven. Over to Berman. Berman now to Stephen Weir. Off the pick. Almost lost. Lost his footing and is stripped from behind. This is a breakaway and laid up and in. Evon Love. 67-29. Love was all alone after Weir lost control of the ball. Here's Stephen Weir again, into the corner. Van Grinsven lost his dribble, shot in traffic. He's fouled. He's going to get 2 free throws. Van Grinsven's shot was otherwise going to be short. Foul goes against Pat Reuter, and Pat Reuter has just fouled out of the game. Reuter with those 4 fouls got a chance to keep playing because the outcome of the game is no longer in doubt. And Van Grinsven will have the first of 2 free throws. It's good. One more coming. PC Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. An Easy Living Management, the longest running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make your rental property easy. Second free throw from Van Grinsven is good. He's 4 of 4 from the line. And Waukesha West is going to take a 30-second timeout. They lead 67-31, so they have more than doubled up the Evergreens at this point. Hopefully this is a game that gets you ready for some of the other opponents that you will see on your schedule. D.C. Everest will get a practice in on Monday. And then on Tuesday, their home opener back at the Everest Fieldhouse against Green Bay East. Girls basketball on Fox Sports Radio comes up Friday and Saturday after the Thanksgiving holiday. The Everest girls play their first two on the road at a round-robin tournament in Antigo. They'll play Rhinelander on Friday night, and then the host, Antigo Red Robins, on Saturday. Both of those games will be on tape delay after Walsall East hockey and basketball, respectively, on Fox Sports Radio. Dawson Hill will inbound. He checked in for the fouled-out Pat Reuter as Waukesha West has the ball 4.5 minutes before the final horn sounds in this one. Nick Herenda is also in. Herenda goes down low to D.P. Burke. Too strong. Missed. No good. Rebound for D.C. Everest. Grant Van Grinsven is into the front court. Van Grinsven over to Kyle Kurtenbach. And now over to Eric Berman. Berman picked up his dribble, got a whistle, and it looked like Berman was fouled as he was making that pass away. I believe this is going to be on Nick Herenda. Free throws are coming up here. And it is Eric Berman who's going to shoot a 1-1. With his team trailing 67-31. First is good. He'll get one more. If I could offer you a little bit of good news, the Evergreens have shot better from the free throw line in the second. They are 7 of 8 since intermission. That's an improvement from the first half. Jinxed him. Berman missed his second, too high off the back of the rim. Waukesha West gets the rebound right into the front court. Nick Herndon's shot too strong from 15 feet. Rebound goes to Kyle Kurtenbach. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 67-32. Now going along the baseline is Jacob Stroik. Stroik is held as he started his move. He will go to the free throw line as well. I believe that is going to be Herndon's second foul. And Jacob Stroik will get two free throws. Stroik has 2 points. And has a chance for two more with his first free throw up and in. And one more to come. D.C. Everest basketball sponsored by, co-managed by a Clover Credit Union. Cloverbelt Credit Union. For the benefits of CCUWalsall.com. Stroik got his second free throw, 67-34. Waukesha West over to D.P. Burt. Burt handles the ball up high. Boy, for a big man, they keep him up high instead of having him down low. Now he rotates down low. Burt is fouled, and he scores. He'll have it to complete the three-point play. Foul is going to be called here on Cop. And he's fouled that time. There you go. So Burt does get the basket. And he will get to the free throw line as well. And he was fouled by Kyle Kurtenbach. Just the way it unfolded before. Kurtenbach now has 4. And let's see what this sophomore D.P. Burt looks like with a free throw. Get the feeling that he may be a little bit of a project. Again, he's tall, but he's not big. He misses the free throw. Rebounded underneath, and we've got a whistle and a foul against Waukesha West as Jake Giebert came down with that rebound. Foul goes against Dawson Hill. Get the feeling that the Evergreens are a little bit frustrated. Waukesha West still playing very physical basketball. You'd like to get through the final 3.5 minutes here without any kind of incident on the floor. Let's see if we can do that. Jake Giebert down at the other end. Double bonus, so he's got 2, and Giebert's first shot is up and in. The Evergreens have only 1 basket from the floor in this fourth quarter. It's Grant Van Grinsven's 3. All the rest of their scoring has come from the free throw line. Giebert eyes the rim for his second free throw. He got them both. And the Evergreens are going to call a timeout here to try and make some substitutions. Why don't we take a 1 minute timeout as 69-35 with 1 minute to play? We'll take a 1 minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, meet you to the corner.
At Bone and Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and Translator Station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
We are Blackhawks!
Waukesha West, 69, DC Everest, 36. And out of the timeout, Waukesha West inbounds. 3.5 minutes to play here. Nick Krunda brings it across the free throw line. Evergreen's been sitting some of their starters. Krunda lost it off his foot, turned over and picked up by Jake Ebert of the Evergreens, looking to push right into the front court. Eric Berman back to Stephen Weir, who picks off, passes off the three, goes underneath. Nice look-away pass to Jake Ebert underneath, who scored. Ebert has 8 points. Spinning into the front court and hanging too strong as Trayvon Love. Ball is loose. Eric Berman takes it away. Waukesha West looks to score here as soon as they get the ball. Some guys here are looking to fill out their stats. Evergreens are back the other way. Andrew Miller getting some playing time in this blowout. Over to Jacob Strike, who picked up his dribble and now goes out to Berman. Under 3 minutes here to Stephen Weir. Weir passes out. Three ball is in the air from Berman. Too strong off the back iron. Getting the rebound is Alex Wise. Wise to Herndon in the front court. Herndon can't get the handle. Ball's loose on the floor. Comes free to D.C. Everest. To Stephen Weir, who looks to run, nope, pulls it out. Weir, three-pointer in the air, is good. Stephen Weir got it from the left side. Weir has 8, 69-41. In the fourth quarter, that's really been nothing more than garbage time. Well, you know what, I should take that back. Valuable time for some of the players who normally wouldn't get to play in a varsity game. Ball's loose on the floor here, goes out of bounds, last touch by D.C. Everest. Yeah, if you practice and aren't getting a lot of varsity time, well, this is an opportunity for you to show your stuff here. Under 2 minutes to play. Dalton Willem has the ball. Willem is going to be called for an offensive foul. He started his move by pushing off, sending that elbow. And as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, there are a lot of Waukesha West players who do that. Some of these kids, very fast with their first step. Got to learn, though, not to extend that arm. It's turned over to D.C. Everest. Everest looks to swing cross-court. Stephen Weir, another three balls in the air. Left that one a little short. Rebound back to Weir, who drives in traffic. High floater, no good. But Weir is fouled. He's going to get some free throws. Weir did a good job following his miss there with 1:34 to play in the game. Foul there is on Trevon Wells. And Stephen Weir will shoot a pair. Again, in this blowout, with Waukesha West still playing very physical basketball, let's get through it without seeing anyone get hurt. Weir's first free throw, no good. Left the shot short. That free throw looked like someone who's tired. Weir's got the ball second. Strengthened up for that one and got it. 1 for 2 from the line. 69-42. Waukesha West has the ball. Stephen Weir just picked the pocket of Herndon and drives back the other way and scores. Nice sequence there for Stephen Weir. Weir's got 11 points. And Herndon, guarded by Weir again, more careful with the ball, gets into the front court. Almost lost his dribble. That was a no call on what should have been a double dribble. Nick Herndon recovers. Three ball from the corner for Trayvon Love is good. Love saw limited action in the first half and has 5 here in the fourth quarter. 72-44. Stephen Weir to the front court. Here's a whistle and a hard foul along that far side as Andrew Miller received the pass and was knocked hard by Trayvon Love. He's going to get free throws for it. We now go under a minute to play. Evergreens Basketball is sponsored by Ace Hardware West and more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. shooting the free throws here is Andrew Miller. And Miller's first is good. He'll get one more. We'll give you a quick recap once the score goes final. Let you know about our Evergreens high scores. Miller just got both of his free throws. 72-45. 50 seconds left before this one, mercifully, comes to an end. Herndon in the front court, guarded by Berman. Herndon still has his dribble, bounces along the baseline to Dalton Willem. Willem's pass through to no one. Through to a spot where he thought someone was going to be. Turned over to the Evergreens. 35 seconds to play. Ball's inbounded by Berman to Stephen Weir. 30 seconds left. Bouncing now to Andrew Miller. Miller drives, kicks it back out. Jake Giebert. Giebert throws into the backcourt. It's tipped and loose and picked up there by Stephen Weir. It's going to be a backcourt violation. Turned over to Waukesha West with 20 seconds left. Evergreens Basketball, sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everest Sports. Ball was inbounded to Nick Herndon. 15 seconds left. Waukesha West just playing out the time that's left here. With a 72-5 lead, we've got a reach-in and a foul here against Eric Berman. Berman was trying to pick his opponent's pocket with 8 seconds left. And instead, we will have free throws. Nick Herndon will shoot 1-1 here. Has the ball in hand. Herndon played with the JV earlier. He misses the front end. Ball is loose on the rebound. Out of bounds to Waukesha West. D.C. Everest did win the JV game here. They trailed by 10 in the first half and came back for a 52-44 victory. So congratulations to the JV. Just 6 seconds left to play here as the ball's inbounded to Stephen Weir. Weir is into the front court. Looks underneath to Giebert. Giebert's shot. Now, Giebert is fouled before the final horn sound. And I think they're going to give Giebert some free throws before this game is in the books. So all that's in doubt now is our final score. Foul was on Dalton Willem. There are zeros on the clock. Giebert is going to get 2 free throws before this game is in the books. He missed the first one. He'll get one more. And as the lane has already been cleared, the game is over once this free throw is in the books, and Giebert did make it, making our final score 72-45. Waukesha West is a big winner over D.C. Everest. And the Evergreens will try and regroup and hope for a better result when they play on Tuesday against Green Bay East. Let's take a 3-minute break. We'll recap our high scores and give you a final few thoughts from the Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. Congratulations to the Waukesha West Wolverines. They defeat D.C. Everest 72-45. Back in 3 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. But there's a limit. If the jury finds you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. If you're in an accident, call the law firm of Tulusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Okay, ready to order?
Oh, my aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Welcome back to the Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, where the Evergreens traveled 2 hours to lose 72-45 to Waukesha West. Waukesha West, a more experienced, I mean, a senior-laden team that plays a much faster brand of basketball than what the Evergreens are going to wind up seeing when they get into their Valley Conference schedule. The Evergreens fell behind 15-3 at the end of the first quarter, and we're trailing 35-14 at halftime before being blown out again by a final of 72-45. Evergreens, towards the end of the game, had a lot of their non-starters, a lot of their bench players in, trying to get some game experience. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with toes-to-nose protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs. Now during Baseman's fall blowout sale. And Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporters of high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Let's quickly review the Evergreens scoring for today's game. The Evergreens did have a lot of players in. Stephen Weir is high man for DC Everest with 11. Grant Van Grinsven with 9 points. 5 apiece for Chris Cornish and for Jake Giebert. 4 points for Kyle Kurtenbach and 4 for Jacob Stroink. 2 for Riley Pierce. The freshman saw a lot of playing time at point guard, played pretty well, had a couple of turnovers in his ledger, but Peterson, there are a lot of freshmen, they'll get better as they get more experience and get more playing time. Peterson scored 2. 2 points for Andrew Miller and 1 for Eric Berman as the Evergreens put 45 up, but not nearly enough against a team that plays up tempo and, as you might imagine, for a first game of the season, kind of sloppy, even sloppy on both ends, a lot of turnovers. And towards the end, games still remain very physical and happy to get out of here without any injuries or without anything extracurricular after our whistles. High scorers for Waukesha West, Corin Davis. Davis looks like he is going to be a threat. He had 13 points, 11 for Drew Rhodes, and Ernest Kauser during the game. It is Kauser who is high man with 14 points. For a balanced Waukesha West attack. Waukesha West looks like they will be a better team than they were a year ago when they posted a 14-9 record playing in the Classic 8 Conference, which is made up of schools from around the Milwaukee area. So the Evergreen season starts with a loss, 72-45. We will speak again on Tuesday night, the home opener for DC Everest back at the Evergreens Fieldhouse against Green Bay East. We'll have live coverage of that game, and we'll start at 7 o'clock here on Fox Sports Radio. Then, of course, we'll take a couple of days off for Thanksgiving. Our start of DC Everest girls basketball coverage comes next Friday and Saturday when they play in Antigone. The Evergreens girls will open their season against Rhinelander on Friday, and then Saturday against Antigone. Both of those games will be on tape delay here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, time for the drive back from the Dells back to Schofield and Rothschild and Weston. The Evergreens come home losers, 72-45. That's going to wrap up our game coverage on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to Evergreens Basketball on AM 1390, FM 93.9. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to DC Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Langray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Pulaski and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Finic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.